welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer. Welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Hello and welcome, and this is Cindy Meyer from Spirit Seeker Magazine, and it is my delight and privilege to host the show each and every week. And we've been doing this for over 2 years in this format. So all of the interviews that I have done I think it's been over 2 years, are all archived at the radio site. So I want to just give you a little information before we start. If you go to spiritseeker.com, that is my site, and we're going to be revamping a lot of things on that site. So please do check and check back regularly. And if you go to the upper left-hand corner, you will see the radio show icon. All you have to do is click on that. It takes you directly to my page at Blog Talk Radio. And all of the shows that I've done are archived there. So tonight, as you're listening to the show, if you are not able, or if you have friends, rather, who were not able to listen to it live, this show is archived the minute it's over. So all you have to do is say, hey, I listened to this really great interview on medical Qigong, and you know that sinus condition you have, or you know that blah, blah, blah that you have. Listen, this Dr. Chow that was on this show really knows what she's talking about, and they can listen to this interview. That's the magic of doing radio in this way. I hosted a radio program in a traditional studio, and I have to tell you, this is just much more amazing with the way internet has expanded all of our consciousness. So before I bring our guest on for the evening, I want to just mention a few of the Spirit Seeker events. We're always busy trying new things, and next week on Wednesday, I will be heading to Chicago, and my friend Mary Kirkle Cameron and I will be attending the Dalai Lama's talk on nonviolence, and it's really sweet. He had an essay contest with students in grade 11 on how can an attitude of nonviolence counteract the prevalence of violence in our families, in our communities, and in our international relations, and how can we as individuals cultivate and promote such an attitude. So the winner of that essay is going to be in front of 4,000 people at Loyola University reading their essay and influencing just so many people. It's just phenomenal. And he has 500 students that will be 500 people, students, as part of that 4,000 attending the Dalai Lama's talk. So Spirit Seeker is really excited to be part of that. We will have a video that we will then have on our website. We have a media pass, and we are allowed to, you know, take that video and then post it on our website. So we're really excited to be part of that. The other thing is that we are a sponsor of the Celebrate Your Life conference, which will be in Chicago June 8th through 11th. You can find out all the information at celebrateyourlife.org. Marianne Williamson, Don Miguel and Jose Ruiz, Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Denise Lynn, Carolyn Mace. Oh, I could go on and on. And I do believe Wayne Dyer is going to be there too. So all of these people will be at that it's actually a 4-day conference with a pre- and post-conference. And Spirit Seeker has sponsored that event for 6 years. This is the sixth year in Chicago. So we're really happy to be part of that. We're also part of the SpiritCon Metaphysical Conference in Kansas City coming up on May 19th and 20th. And I will be part of that as a vendor with Spirit Seeker Magazine. But also, I will be teaching 2 feng shui classes. And most of you know that I'm trained in energy healing and a feng shui consultant and then clairvoyance. So the psychic readings that I do, Spirit steps in and will bring in, you know, wonderful energy healing solutions and feng shui solutions. So I'm just really happy to be a part of that. And the website for that is www.kcspiritcon.com. Okay, and then last before I, the last thing before I bring our guest on is that Spirit Seeker is part and sponsor of the first ever Midwest Bhakti Fest, which is going to be on my birthday weekend, June 29th through July 1st. It's the first time they've ever done this in the Midwest. There will be 42 hours of kirtan, which is devotional singing and chanting. I can't even imagine 42 hours and 3 days of just hearing the top chant masters throughout the country there just devotional singing all day long. And there will be 32 yoga classes and 30 hours of workshops. And the website for that is www.bhaktifest.com, which is BHAKTIFEST.com. We're involved in many, many other things. We will be at Earth Day in St. Louis this Sunday. And you can stop by the booth. I will not be there, but the Agape Choir will be there holding down the fort and many of the Spirit Seeker advertisers and handing out the April issue of Spirit Seeker. Now, before I bring the guest on, we are also a sponsor of this amazing, amazing Qigong Grandmaster, Dr. Epi Pao Yu Chao, who is coming to Columbia, Missouri. And I want to thank Mary Cruz, who was in Wisconsin taking a class from Dr. Chao. And she was taking this Qigong class, and she says, "Oh, I wish you'd come to Missouri." And Dr. Chao said, "I've never been to Missouri." And that is how this magical, and I do mean magical, event happened to be in the works, so to speak. And the weekend is May 4th. There's a Friday evening with a free talk, and thus far there's over 200 people already registered for that. And even though it is free, you need to pre-register. So, and mainly they've already moved this to a new space once, and if it continues to grow, then they'll move it again. So the way to register for the free evening and for the workshop, which is on Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4 on May 5th and 6th. And I'm telling you, this is a not-to-be-missed event. And, you know, it's just amazing that we have Dr. Chao teaching us and guiding us in medical Qigong. So the website I want to mention now, and I'll mention it again later, it's actually at Eventbrite. It's chowqigongcolumbia.eventbrite.com. And I'm going to spell that. It's Chowqigong, and then Columbia, Columbia, dot event, Eventbrite, dot com. If you want information on this and you didn't have time to write all that down, you just send me an email to info@spiritseeker.com. That's info@spiritseeker.com, and I will be happy to forward your email on to Mary or Ruth Ann Streigel, who are the promoters of this event and who have made this magic happen. Okay, so Nate is my guest here.
I just talked to her assistant, and she'll be calling in here shortly.
Okay. All right. So until Dr. Chao gets here, I'm going to tell you just a little bit about her. She is a world-renowned Qigong Grandmaster, which is like the highest of acknowledgement of her skill. She teaches energy healing. She's an acupuncturist. She's an author and an international speaker. She was the recipient of the Visionary of the Year in 1997, Award Humanitarian of the Year in 1999, and Visionary of the Decade 2000 Awards. She has just recently received, and we'll hear more about this when Dr. Chao joins us, she has just recently received the 2012 International Award as the Qigong Master of the Year, which is just phenomenal. This is worldwide acclaim. And she has her website, I want to give you that, is www.eastwestqi.com. Now, a lot of people don't know how to spell that qi, and it looks very differently, but qi is Q-I. So I'm going to spell this out. It's www.eastwestqi.com. Now, what I can tell you is this. There are at least 10 of us coming from St. Louis, I think, now. It keeps growing. And many people coming from all over the Midwest, because this is, as I said, a not-to-be-missed event. And Dr. Epi Chao, according to Deepak Chopra, he says, is one of the strongest energy-based healers and acupuncturist I have ever met, and I have seen with my own eyes some of the remarkable results of her Qigong work. Now, if you're saying, you know, I just want to know about this Qigong or I want a private session. Private sessions are available with Dr. Chow. You'll need to call Mary Cruz at 573-228-4415 or Ruth Ann Streichel at 573-356-8611. And one of those two wonderful ladies will be happy to set you up with an appointment with Dr. Chow. These are the ladies who have made this event happen, and I'm just so excited. And Dr. Chow is from San Francisco. She's, as I said, world-renowned Qigong Grandmaster. She has done this for over 40 years. She's not a newcomer. She is. That's why she is called Qigong Grandmaster. She's worked with sport enthusiasts. You know, she's worked with all kinds of people with all kinds of different conditions. And the sports enthusiasts who work with athletes can greatly benefit from this because they can perfect skills and increase strength and stamina. She just knows how to help instantly relieve pain. That's the gift of a Qigong master. They can just go in, work with the Qi of your energy field, and we'll hear more about this when Dr. Chow joins us. But health professionals can expand the techniques available to their patients. Anyone is a sports trainer or anything like that that's working with, you know, I have three children and all three are athletes, and trust me, I have been in the trainers' rooms more than you can imagine, working on the ankles, working on the knees. They're like, Miss Meyer, can you come help so-and-so? And, you know, I trained in Qigong, but it's been a long time, and I've forgotten a lot of it, so I am just so excited. So so Nate, is Dr. Chow here as yet?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dr. Chow. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, Cindy. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And so we're excited about you coming to the Midwest.
Well, I think maybe I'm more excited than you are. Columbia, Missouri. Yeah.
I know. And people are like, how in the world did she manage, you know, why Columbia? And I said, because Mary Cruz met her at a workshop and Mary Cruz extended the invitation.
Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Do I have it backwards?
Yes. She's my student. She's my student in Minneapolis. So she went all the way to Minneapolis to take my course. And so she's in the middle of that course right now. And so I'm just so delighted. She's done such a wonderful job of pulling everybody together with University of Missouri and the Confucius Institute and the other programs. And it, a real integrator.
Oh, that's marvelous. So Dr. Chow, for the listeners who know absolutely nothing, we're going to act as if people are like, what is that Qigong? Because, you know, I was at my acupuncturist today, and we both laughed about the fact that, you know, insurance still won't cover it because it's a new modality. It's only, you know, at least 5,000 years old. But, you know, but they won't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying, what's this acupuncture? Can you imagine if we tried to bill them for Qigong? Okay.
Yes.
So tell us what this is and how it is you started off as a nurse. What led you to energy healing?
Boy, that's a big question. However, answering it simply, what is Qigong? And it's simply, Qi is breath, or we call it the life force. And Gong means to cultivate, manifest, and how to work it. And so if you would, let's work that breath, and there are many ways in which we do it. And again, I said it's simple. If you don't breathe, you're dead. It's as simple as that. And if you breathe poorly, then you will have poor health because it is oxygenation, super oxygenation of your body, which then supercharges your body's circulation. That's the blood. And the blood brings this oxygen to your brain and to all the cells in your whole body. And then it brings nutrient as well and also facilitates metabolism of this nutrient. So you see, those are three important factors that give you life, right? You cannot not have oxygen. And so therefore, it promotes your health at the highest level. So it's not just being okay and that I struggled to, you know, get past my day. It's living it with a real high vitality and that you've energy even at the end of the day. And so Qigong, we teach people how to do that. And I've discovered my own system, developed my own system called the Chao Integrated Healing System or the Chao Medical Qigong. And it is part of the 5,000 different styles of Qigong that exist in China. So that's really, really amazing, isn't it? That there are so many styles.
And it includes
Tai Chi, by the way. I think most people know what Tai Chi is, right?
And well, Spirit Seeker educates the readers every month, Dr. Chao. I didn't mean to interrupt, but, you know, the Tai Chi is so important. So not, a lot of people don't know what that is. So would you mind sharing just a little bit about Tai Chi?
Well, Tai Chi is one of the forms of Qigong. So it's like the Qigong is the umbrella. And then we have different forms, such as a Shaolin Qigong and the White Crane Qigong, Soaring Crane Qigong, the Five Animals and the Six Sounds, and including Tai Chi. Tai Chi is more popular because the immigrants that came over in the 1800s had brought Tai Chi over. So it's been here for a long, long time. And so acupuncture was introduced in the 70s, and herbs was kind of hitting the market in the 80s and 90s. And 2000 is a year for Qigong, you know, the century for Qigong. And even Mehmet Oz from Oprah said, if you want to live to be a healthy 100 years old, do Qigong, right? And so, and other people who know Eckhart Tolle, who's a well-known author, he says that Tai Chi Chuan is going to be the basis for our world today, for, you know, for our rejuvenation and which we need. And Cindy, as you know, the world is in a critical state, as everybody knows. And Qigong and Tai Chi are methods in which is going to help us on a daily basis to help people have more energy, more stamina, and their brain power will be greater. Their physical, mental, and spiritual ability will be much greater. And also we talk about our relationship with the environment. And so we have really, really, polluted our environment so that I'm saying the environment is reacting and coming back and hitting us, you know, with all the strange weather and the storms and everything like that. So it's an encompassing philosophy of life, and it's part of traditional Chinese medicine. So a lot of people think Qigong and Tai Chi is just an exercise, another exercise, or meditation is part of it. It's much more than that, Cindy. It is an attitude and a way of life, like positive thinking and intentional love and compassion, and relationships are very important. But anyway, you see the holistic approach of Qigong and traditional Chinese medicine, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Chao, I studied Qigong. I think I shared that in the email with you. It was like 1998. And, you know, I'll never forget this. The gentleman that taught me, this is a true story. The way he and his wife were paid is they had a jar on their porch, and people paid whatever they could afford because, you know, he was just this generous person that, you know, enjoyed working on people. And so he would have them all on a chair, like all the cancer people come in Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He would send the chi, then he would go back to each one, if it was the throat, if it was the stomach, you know, and direct into the area of concern. Well, the hospital, University of Minnesota, or Michigan rather, heard about this. And they're like, who is this person? They wouldn't allow him in the operating room, but they let him, they said, please come in, and while we're doing a long surgery upstairs, we would like you to send that chi, whatever it is that you're doing, through the operating room floor. Right. Oh, this is a true story. This was like the late 90s. Well, what happened is that the doctors and nurses came out of a very long surgery where normally they would be exhausted from standing in one place, you know, doing the surgery. They were like tap dancing almost. They had so much energy. The anesthesiologist used far less anesthesia, the mm-hmm. patients recovered more quickly. And do you know they gave him a $5 million grant? This man who humbly collected money, and the wife would make tea and make soup. I mean, can you imagine?
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, they realized that there was something to this.
Mm-hmm. And did it progress from there?
You know, I've lost touch with him, but when my father-in-law was ill and in Mount Sinai Hospital, I called him and I said, okay, because I had just taken his class, and then my father-in-law was ill, and I said, the cancer has spread to his liver, and I said, how do I work with this? And then he advised me over the phone, you know, how to work with it. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've just lost touch. You know, he didn't have an email list. It's like, mm-hmm. I just assumed once he was busy working with the university, he was just probably immersed totally in that. But the point is that, you know, in medical Qigong, I would think that you are just changing the way people are thinking about everything with what you're doing.
Well, the thing is, it has been known in research studies, which is mostly done in China, and we are certainly wanting to get finances to be able to do research here. And as you know, that the funding is in paucity here. And so, but it has proven that there are cellular changes that takes place, and also that the structure of blood and the lymphatic system and all the systems have significant changes, and the electromagnetic field definitely have changes, because what we're saying is that the body is all energy, not only the body, but the whole universe is all energy. And so things appear the way they are because of the frequency that they exist in. And so it alters the frequency. And it also, there's a couple of studies that said it could possibly alter the DNA, and which in Western medicine, there is nothing that affects the DNA. And one of the top masters in China, he was known as the honored Qigong master. And he could change the radioactive isotope activity. Now, these are very exciting. And now, in my own case with Chao Medical Qigong, my students have witnessed miracles, and I'm not afraid to use the terms miracle, because when a person, for example, I have a student now in Minnesota, Katie is her name, and anytime I use name, I have permission, Cindy, so
okay.
I don't breach, confidentiality. I'm very, very strict with that. But Katie was born dead. This is her comment. I was born dead with my cord around my neck, and they revived me. And she's been cerebral palsy for all her life, 30 years of her life. She's been confined to wheelchair, have tried to walk, but has not been able to. And so she is her husband lifts her to go down the floor to meditate. She lifts her back into bed, lifts her to go to bed, lifts her to go to the John, and so forth. But I've worked with her three times. She's my student in Minneapolis, where Ruth Ann is now. We're having a program in Apple Valley, sponsored by the Mayor Mary Heyman Rowland, and she's marvelous. And so at this program, then Katie is now walking after three sessions with her, 300 feet with very little support by her husband, who used to carry her. And she also can get up and down the wheelchair by herself onto the floor, meditate, and climb back on by herself. And she's now standing at the table, being able to work at the table. Usually she just sits. And her writing after the first session became legible. Her mother called her after receiving a letter. She said, "Who wrote your letter for you, Katie? Because I can't understand your writing, and you got really clear writing."
Oh my gosh!
And also after the first session, she could speak clearly. Whereas she became a social worker, so I have to hand it to her. Being severely cerebral palsy, that she went through a training to be a social worker and is working. And so people could not understand her, had to ask her repeat two and three and four times sometimes. And so she has difficulty that way. After the first session, she spoke clearly, and through this last 3 months, no one has asked her to repeat herself.
That's amazing.
And then I work with the family. Her husband has also a certain type of cerebral palsy. He has not been able to lift his right arm up past his shoulder ever in his life, and he's like 30-something, too, is a wonderful young man. And so after 10 minutes with working with Chao Medical Qigong with him, he raised his arm straight up by his ear and reaching straight up. He says, oh, my God, I am done this at all in my life. And they have a wonderful young daughter, about 10 years old. She came in with the treatment session very surly and really, you know, negative and everything, and et cetera. And she, her arm hurt her, her left arm, and she, like, loved sports and everything, and she couldn't do anything, and she was, and basically, unfortunately, she was kind of negative child. And so after the one session, I said, okay, let's take a look at the arm. And so after that, within 10 minutes, Zoe could raise her arm and could put pressure on it, and we got her dancing around the room.
Ah, amazing.
Now, this sounds ludicrous to a lot of people listening, but this is what happens every day with my clients. And it's not just cerebral palsy, but strokes who cannot walk, and we get them walking in one session. And then, of course, now I want to clarify that, but people need to practice Chao Qigong and the meditation and the positive mental attitude, because if you're negative, it reduces your immune system. And so they need to carry on the practice. And so also, I just came back from Alaska, and we had a man with glaucoma, and surgery is recommended. And so we reduced the pressure with Chao Medical Qigong, and he feels really great. And we had worked with eye problems, glaucoma, cataracts, retinitis, pigmentosa, and then the other one, the macular degeneration, and we have improved sight on every one of them. Like retinitis pigmentosa, you cannot see that broad scope. It's a tunnel vision. And you know that the gentleman in Las Vegas having that, he poked a hole in his Picasso painting, which was worth $1.5 million or something. Oh, it's more than that. And he poked a hole in the painting because he couldn't see as he turned around with retinitis pigmentosa. And we've had success with that, improving the sight, vision and everything, including macular degeneration. I am just so thrilled of what Chao Medical Qigong can do. And this is why I'm teaching all over the world.
And you've been a keynote speaker with audiences of up to 10,000 people. I mean, you're making a huge difference.
And that was the American Home Care Association numbers of years ago, and was keynoting, and they experienced the chi, the energy, and I have had workshops for 1,000 people, you know, like really concentrated workshop for 1,000 people. And the more people, the more powerful the energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you
right.
imagine the escalation of that energy? And so in Minnesota, in November, we had this gentleman, 28 years he had not run because of a knee problem. And 10 minutes on stage demonstrating Chao Medical Qigong, he got up and spontaneously ran. So he ran among 215 people, hooting and hollering and crying and laughing.
Gosh.
And that's where I met Ruth Ann. She came up for that program in November. And so she then took the program of intensive training, which we're having in Apple Valley under the sponsorship of the mayor there. And it's 4 months, once a month, one weekend a month, and then students practice in between. And that's where Ruth Ann came in. She said, well, I want to bring you to Columbia, you know. I said, wonderful. And so we've already got quite a lot of registrations. And so I hope the listeners are interested and explore what this is. Whatever it is that you have, and so many people have problems that are longstanding. You know, just aches and pains. You don't have to live with aches and pains. And knee pain, hip pain, and we have thwarted surgery, you know, for people who would like to consider hip surgery, knee surgery, and even after surgery that we have helped them because they have residual pain for years. And we had a woman who's 60, she's 69 years old, and 49 years she's had knee pain and couldn't run or anything and could just walk slowly. And again, in the workshop, we demonstrated what to do. So I teach my students what to do. And they don't have to have nursing or medical, just interested people. And she walked and she ran. And I usually say, okay, now walk like a French model on the ramp. Men or women. And they just really put on, you know, and they wander through. It's so different from when we first test them. And so what else? Cold, food, stress. You know, stress is the greatest killer today, Cindy.
Especially for women. It's the biggest population. I mean, it used to be men with the heart problems from stress, but women are smoking, having stress, working, trying to be mom, trying to do all.
And drinking, to tide over all the, all the pressures of being mom. And also some moms who want to be ideal moms are working, And also teenagers. You know, teenagers really have a huge, tremendous load today, too. Because the teenagers have a lot of homework. Boy, when I went to school...
Yeah, it's not just the homework, Dr. Chow. It's the information overload with all of them having iPhones. They're texting. It's their minds. You know, I work with a lot of children, and I have young. My youngest child is 14. I had him at age 42, so it's like okay. And I've seen it all. I've raised 4 stepchildren, 2 other children, and then this little guy, and he, he's active in sports and the school. But then it's the socializing. They are so. It's different with everything texting and all this other nonsense.
I acknowledge and admire all the things that you have done, Cindy. And the family too, and all that. And so the kids are under great pressure to perform, and they're so involved with so many things now, and then expect to be perfection. And given those special skills, and this is where we are. And so in Sedona, we just started a young people. I had a 17-year-old up there. And in Minnesota, there's a 10-year-old that's taking this intensive course. And he'll be getting a certificate in child medical Qigong. And so we're working with young people to promote them to have healing. I even had a 1.5-year-old who came with her mother to the classes, and so mother practices the chi with the child, and she is so sweet. So she anytime friend says, "Oh God, I got a splitting headache," and so the little girl would go over, "Oh, you have a headache? Oh, let me help you."
Right.
And she go and brush the headache away. I said, "Now you breathe now." And she go brush the headache away. And so whether she's a healer or not, right, you would feel better even just with that attention and that compassion. Yeah. Right? And so it's teaching compassion and also involvement and relationship in young people. And this is where with all the texting and computer work and all the technology, people are losing their skills at communication. Do you find that, Cindy?
I find it to be very true. And with Facebook, it's... But, the good part is people are communicating. I think that's the good part. The downfall is it's not as intimate as it used to be. You know, it's And people say it's very impersonal, but, you know, in a way, you know, the Internet didn't even start until right around 1993, 94. And when we look at the fact that now YouTube videos, and you have many, many, you know, YouTube videos, am I correct with this, that some of your work is available that way?
Yes, it is. You just go to YouTube and then put down Chow Qigong, you know.
Right.
Or Dr. Chow. Yeah.
Right. So I was feng shuiing, okay. I was it was in the newspaper in St. Louis. They were interviewing psychics, and because I'm a psychic and I'm trained in feng shui, the newscaster, the interviewer said, "Well, would you, since you're the only one that does feng shui, would you feng shui my home?" And I will never forget this as long as I live. Here I am with her home. I did the first level, did the lower level, and her children were all around, you know, different places, and this 3-year-old scampered up the steps before we got up there, jumps into his mother's chair, the you know, the newspaper interviewer, and his fingers at age 3 were flying over this keyboard, and I said, "What is he doing?" And she said, "Oh, he's on YouTube videos. He asks us how to spell things, anything that he wants to learn. We tell him how to spell it, and then he just, I mean, at age 3, this child was so advanced." So that's the good part, I think, you know. And now they're saying that all books, you know, I was just speaking with someone, and they were saying that Hay House, who, you know, Louise Hay, with all of her books, they're saying that they're positioning themselves that there will be no more books in print because everyone's getting the Kindles and all the you know, generic ones. And what they're saying is that that's the new way. And so I was talking to someone who's an author who's written 18 books, and she said everything, there's a new name for it, and please, I don't remember, but it's books that have video links. So here you will have an e-book, but there's a video link, which is very much like YouTube, and that's the way people will learn in the future. And they're predicting there will be no newspapers within the next 10 years. So, you know, because people, like my son is 26.
Newspapers are going out now.
Oh, there already are. I mean, in Chicago, there are two spiritual papers. St. Louis, there are two. Kansas City, there are two. We're all in the Midwest and in print. And it's so expensive to print the magazine. You know, but here we are, you know, we're in anger for the Midwest, and then we've been published online for almost 9 years now. And that's, we have amazing numbers of online readers because that's the way it is. The 20-year-olds do not read anything in print form. They're all online.
Yes.
It's just the way it is.
I agree with you on the positive aspects of it. Now, we need to be cautious, though, is that this EMF is very destructive and creating a lot of cancer and heart problems and very serious problems. And so that's, we need to devise things that would clear the EMF. And this is why we have this energy enhancement system, or EESystem.com, which was founded by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. And they're in Florida right now. And it is like 4 computers, but it uses bioscalar energy, which is a... Are you familiar with
this? I'm familiar. Energy? Yes, I am. And it's amazing.
Great, yes. And so that is really something... I don't go for machines very much, but this I have and use it for my clients as well. And they get their EMF, you know, neutralized, and they feel much better, and is good for ADD, ADHD, along with, see, I don't believe I'm just sitting in a machine and getting cleared. I really believe that they need to do some Qigong exercises. So this is where we work together. And Chow Medical Qigong has a particular certain style of Qigong. It's an adaptation of the most ancient and respected system called the precious, the Eight Precious Brocade. They're the Eight Brocade, and I call it the Precious Eight. And because I adjust the movement, and we get much faster results with these exercises. And so therefore, we need to combine technology, and we have to be selective and not go the holistic health, go technology holistic. And so I've selected that. And now we're very excited. We have now what we call a Qigong in a capsule. And it's involving fertilized avian eggs, and which fosters the the follicle growth factor, and which we don't get once we're born, you know, anymore. And
the follicle stimulating hormone, which a lot of women are depleted, and that's why the infertility issues are coming from that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm very selective in what I incorporate in, and I have not gotten excited about any of the products as much as this product. And so, and then the other thing is the white flower ointment. So these are easy. So
I know about it. Yes, yes.
Yep. And it is like good for your colds, preventing colds and flus. I mean, somebody would have colds for 2 weeks or so. And we just use Qigong breath because you have to breathe and get oxygen in you. And then with the white flower, it aborts the cold immediately. And this is like 95% of the time. And it's very good for asthma. And like Qigong is very good for respiratory problems and asthma or allergic asthma. And we've dealt with so many people with electronic and perfume allergies.
Right.
And very successful with that. We have a lady from Toronto. She's an ophthalmologist from Toronto and has been all her life trying to do it. She's had migraines for 20 years, migraine headache for 20 years. And then she's also chemical sensitive and also electronic sensitive. So she can't go to a museum. She can't go to any gathering. She can't even go shopping. And she's an ophthalmologist. She had to stop surgery and cut back her client load. So you can tell what happens to your wealth and your, you know, there, your financial situation. And so she came down to me. She's been going to acupuncturists up there. She's been doing physicians, specialists, and everything. And so over the 20 years, and she was getting worse in the last 6 months. And so she came down here for 2 days, and we got her going into a museum, and kids were screaming all around her. She called me, and she said, "Hey, I'm in a museum, and the kids are screaming around me, and there's all kinds of perfume, and I'm okay."
I had no idea Qigong would work with that, but that makes sense. I mean, it works with the lung meridians. Yeah. It works, you know,
She is now taking my class in Minnesota. So she flies from Toronto down to Apple Valley to take my course every month, you know.
Wow.
So people come from all over the world to come and take the classes, and it's very, very exciting. And so,
we can't believe you're coming to the Midwest. And, you know, I just want to mention that there will this class that Dr. Chow is teaching, the Missouri University School of Health Professions has approved this activity for 14.5 contact hours, which is just wonderful that they were able to do that. And then also there will be a follow-up level one intensive with this work starting in June, July, August, and September. So if people are wanting to study Qigong, this is the perfect time to start with you. Now, are you teaching that class? Are you coming back?
Yes, I will. I will teach the class with associates. People will assist me. And by then, Ruth Ann will also have finished her level one, and she can help teach certain things, et cetera, and get experience with that. And I have students all over. For example, students have gone with me to Germany, to Spain. I call it my international team. So if anybody's interested and they're good and they're willing to work, then I have them as part of my international team, and they travel with me. And we've been to Romania, we've been to Japan, and we've been to many cities in the United States. And my students from Canada come down to the States, and we go to Canada. So like Toronto, Ontario, and Vancouver, all over. And so we're interested in people who's really excited about it. And, you know, Cindy, there's one group of people, or I should say two groups of people, the veterans, or maybe three, the veterans and the unemployed and the children. They're my focus for a special project because the veterans are suffering so much from PTSD and also aches and pains, even from the Vietnam War. We had one who couldn't raise his arm above his shoulder since the Vietnam War. And in 20 minutes, we got him full range of motion. Okay. He broke down and cried. How long has the Vietnam War been? 40 years?
Oh, it was in the early 70s, yes. I mean, it was, yeah. I mean, that was
and
just.
And so he broke down and cried. And he was drinking 8 beers a night. And so he, next day, came back and says, I'm only drinking 3 beers a night. And
right.
I said, yeah, we want to aim for 0, but that is really good.
Right.
Right.
Because of the pain, because of the pain. And, you know, and
exactly.
And you know, so many people do not understand that the energy field holds that pain. You know, I was a nurse, as you know, as
oh.
are you. And you know, it
yes.
was so interesting.
Right.
Even before I went to nursing school, I thought, I better try this out to see if I can really do this. So I was a nurse assistant for a little while. And I thought,
uh-huh.
okay, I'll see if I can do this. Well, there was a gentleman who was an amputee, and he would be on the clock when it was time for his pain pill, just like on the buzzer.
Yes.
And they gave
right.
him a placebo because they're like, oh, he shouldn't be having pain, blah, blah, blah. Well, one night, one of the other nurse assistants mixed up the pills and gave him a real pain pill.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came time for him to be on the buzzer, they're like, hey, where's so-and-so? Hopefully he didn't die or something. Somebody go check on him, which sounds terrible, but, you know, the reality of things. And so someone went to check, and there he was sleeping peacefully because this man who still had the pain
yeah.
from the etheric body where those legs were amputated, you know, people just don't get it, that there are, those are not, I mean, he really, truly was having pain because of
right.
what had happened to him.
Well,
and what Qigong
right.
does is blast through that.
It blasts through everything because
right.
it's a vital life force. And so the thing is, what we're doing with the veterans is I'm now wanting to train the veterans. And at first they heal themselves through the training, as many people have. And then they're learning this to then help other veterans. And so create a viable profession, career for them, a viable, financially rewarding career. Because if they can heal, they will get patients, you know. And it doesn't take a doctor or a nurse. Any individual can learn to heal with energy, to rebalance the energy. And so that's a major project that I'm embarking in right now to help so many of the veterans. And the other is the unemployed. There's more unemployed, double if not triple the number that they give as statistics.
Oh, I
There's
know. They monitor it. I know.
Us a brilliant man and woman. And so we're also going to train them and to heal themselves and to work with others and develop trainers for training. You know, how you train people to train other people. This is what we do. And then children. We're setting up a children's corps for healing. And so that the children, they can deal with their own headaches and things like that. And in the sports and schools, they can help. And the children that has been involved with me, they can help with the sprains and things like that Western medicine really can't deal with. And they help them heal much faster. And also the tiredness in study and the stressors. And so we're training a group of children, a group that is, we call it the youth children and youth healers. And so we started in Alaska. A 17-year-old girl is going to be having a group. And then the 10-year-old in Apple Valley, you know, he will expand to his group. And we have different children at different places. And so that's really exciting, Cindy. That's why I hope.
I have taught in Alaska twice. And I'll tell you, the first time I was there was the summer. The first time was summer solstice. And I'll tell you what, I worked from the time I arrived. I was teaching breath work. And the second time I came back, since they knew about me, they had me set up with private sessions that I taught. I worked from the time I arrived until, you know, the time I left. Alaska is beautiful. And, you know, the natives there understand. I mean, they have a native hospital. It's just a beautiful place.
I've been there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. But, you know, speaking of the children, you know, Dr. Chow, the children today are different. And, you know, I was in Borders, I bet this was 8 years ago, and I, you know, on the sale rack of books, you know, I just picked up this book and I just opened it. And you know how it is. It's always perfect and divine. The universe leads everything. So I opened it and it said, the children of the future will grow up with parents who know energy healing. And when they have a headache, the mothers will just take their headaches away. And so, you know, I have older children they're 26 and 24 now, and they didn't grow up with me knowing this, but the younger one, who's 14, has grown up whenever he has a hurt or an ache. Mom. And so when he was three, this was just so funny. He was 3 years old going to Montessori school, and his father picked him up from school, and he was running down, you know, to the car, and it was a downward slope, and he tripped and he fell. And he, you know, banged up his knees. And so his dad puts him in the car, and he says, "Noah, are you okay?" And he's like, "I'm doing my feeling work." And he had his little hot hands on his knees. He had no idea. He called it feeling work because he knew that he could put his hands, and he was like that, and he's never been trained, but I can't even imagine what he would be like trained, because even now, like, he'll come and he'll know when to take his hands off. He knows when it's finished, you know? Yeah. I mean, because he just knows. But it's just wonderful that you were doing this.
But,
and,
you know, Cindy, one thing, you said they may be better when they're trained. I'm not quite sure about that.
I don't know. They come in naturally knowing. It's just amazing.
Exactly. The children are in theta level of energy, and that is the healing energy. So when they start to say, "Oh, you shouldn't do this. Oh, you should do it this way. You should do it that way," then they become boxed in.
Wow,
and sometimes it reduces their capability. We should foster the good things about the children. And this is why I'm involved on a more major scale. And I'd like to tell you about this, that I'm partnering with major organizations that promotes the healing. And one of the aspects right now, the New Living Expo, which takes place in San Francisco, but it takes place elsewhere too, at the end of April. And we have the World Tai Chi and Qigong Day. And
people can
go online and just find these. Okay, so it's New Living Expo, San Francisco, and World Tai Chi and Qigong Day. You just write that in and Google. And that day is World Healing Day. And I have to humbly say that they've dedicated the day to me, and 70 countries practice throughout the world that day. And so the founder of the World Tai Chi and Qigong Day has written me and said, "That day is devoted to you, Dr. Effie Chow, and to Dr. Kenneth Sincere, who we have developed the Qigong Institute together," which is an institute for research in Qigong, you know. So I'm very humbly, you know, saying that, because everybody, and of course, everybody deserves that. So we are partnering, the New Living Expo and us, and we are expecting 15,000 people on that
weekend. That's amazing.
This is in April. Yeah. And then another one I want to tell you is May the 19th, we have the Asian Heritage Street Fair, which we get 100,000 people. And I'm head coordinator for the Healthy Living Pavilion. And that is the first time this year we're going to incorporate alternative medicine, like complementary alternative medicine, Chinese medicine, Asian healing arts, and then integrative medicine, which includes medicine, et cetera. So we need to work at that scale to really influence the world and have Qigong and TCM and the healing energy in every home in the world.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I had the privilege of, I live right near a chiropractic college, a university in St. Louis, and I rented a room out of my home for a year. It was a couple of years ago, and I have four bedrooms and only two were being used, and I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind having a chiropractic student in my home. Well, guess who I attract? I get a medical doctor from Shanghai and traditional Chinese medicine who was coming to the States to learn chiropractic. And he came straight from Shanghai and lived in a one home that he arrived at in St. Louis, and then that wasn't a good fit. So he lived with us for 9 months. And he's now translating chiropractic books into Chinese, because in China they know very little about chiropractic. And but I also want to mention that in Spirit Seeker every month, I know this is how this magically happened that I hooked up with, Ruth Ann and Mary, is that every single month, Sean Tucker is writing an article on Tai Chi and Qigong, and he spearheaded this. He called Spirit Seeker one day and he said, you know, there's no voice for Qigong and Tai Chi in the Midwest. Would you be willing to be the voice for that? And I said, well, what would that look like? And he said, we'll have different people contribute articles. I'll spearhead it, but then as time goes on, then, you know, more people will contribute. So this month, there's a wonderful article on Tai Chi in Spirit Seeker magazine, which is at spiritseeker.com, which is on page 7. And then there's a wonderful article by Dr. Chow on page 10. There's a full-page ad with all of the information for this weekend, or not this weekend, for the May 4th, 5th, and 6th event in Columbia, Missouri. And I just think it's wonderful that we are connecting with, you know, the different Tai Chi practitioners in Qigong.
Yes.
And I want to mention there's a lady in St. Louis who teaches the laughing meditation. And it's interesting.
Okay.
She cured herself of breast cancer through Qigong. She learned some basic Qigong exercises, and one day I called she was writing an article for Spirit Seeker for alternative approaches to working with cancer, and I said, I want to know about your laughing meditation group, and I want to know about what you're doing with Qigong. So I called one morning, and it was early in the morning, and her husband said, oh, no, no, you can't talk to her now. She's doing her Qigong exercises. She will not talk to anyone until after she has done her morning exercises. And I said, I totally understand. And I thought, you know, look at the lives that she's, you know, we're all changing through understanding how energy works.
Well, the thing is, I work a lot with cancer, and we have great success with it, working with Western medicine and working without it. And this is one thing. You talk about voice for Qigong and et cetera, energy healing. So we have set up the World Congress on Qigong and traditional Chinese medicine, including other energetics. And so it's in the 14th year, Cindy, and it's going to take place in Toronto this year, but next year it'll come back to San Francisco. And it's on May the 25th to the 28th. And also look up 14th World Qigong, World Congress on Qigong, and you'll find the website. And we have at the World Congress, we have the top people from all over the world. And also we have rising stars as well. And it is the first event, and only event right now even, after 14 years, that we combine community and the practitioners, like the experts, the most experts in the world, and the academic medical people, and the academic scientific people. And it's absolutely beautiful. And we give awards each year to the, Qigong Master of the Year and Tai Chi Master of the Year, Science of the Year, etc. And so I would like you to help us be a voice in your
absolutely.
Area.
You just let me know how I can help. I mean, Spirit Seeker is in the Midwest as a print magazine, but we are read all over the world. I mean, because mainly in the USA, but because of this radio show, we have I don't even know how this has happened, but people that are coming from different parts of the world to the USA contact me because they're looking for places to, you know, to find a voice for their work, et cetera. And, you know, I want to mention something, just if I may, when you were talking about, the EFTs, all the things from the electromagnetic field being affected by all the radio, et cetera. Okay, I studied biobiology when I studied feng shui, and my teacher had a student who was attending University of Missouri, Columbia, and he was an excellent student until he arrived at school. And she thought, is he partying too much? What's going on? And he says, no, Mom, I'm not doing any of that. She says, okay, I just need to come check your room. So she came to the university and looked at his college dorm room, and everything was fine. And she said, I don't understand that there's something not right in this room. And she, you know, used the meter to check the electric frequency, and it was off the charts. So she said, I need to see the student's room on the other side. Well, she goes into the other student's room on the other side. This kid had some computer lab on that wall next to the bed where her son, you know, her son's head was sleeping. The whole thing. And so she used a demagnetizer of the energy, moved her son's bed and everything, and all of a sudden he was an excellent student again. But people are not getting it with the satellites, with the cell phones, with everything that's happening.
Exactly.
Now more than ever, we need to work with we have to work with Qigong and different things such as this, but mainly Qigong. Dr. Chow, I know that you were onto something, and it's not onto something. You're just channeling this and working with the veterans. It's perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
And also, I like to say that everybody has the capability to be a healer. As long as you're alive, you have energy, you know. And this is where I excel in with my system, to help people very rapidly be able to escalate their energy so that it's very powerful. And so there are different exercises that I promote. And also you talk about hugging or laughing and et cetera. But since 1969, my signature prescription is 8 hugs a day at least and 3 belly aching laughs a day. I'm really belly aching. And so at our program, we laugh a lot. And people come to see me. They make an appointment. They say, you know, Dr. Chow, I just come to get my hug. And every time people reserve an appointment with me, and I say, well, how are you after the first appointment? And they said, you know something? After I make the appointment, I don't have any problems.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. Well, it's true.
So
and it's just, you know, the secret, the movie The Secret helped us a lot with that, with, you know, learning to laugh to cure cancer. But we are at the end of the show, so I want to make sure I get all the contact information. That we have been listening to Dr. Effie Poyu Chow, who has just received the award of the International Qigong Recipient of the Year. So, you know, her work is known worldwide. She's done this for over 40 years. She's going to be in Columbia, Missouri, and we are, you know, the two people that put their heads together and, you know, merged with all kinds of other people to bring this about. I want to give you their phone numbers. Ruth Ann Strigel, 573-356-8611. Mary Cruz, 573-228-4415. There is a website, chowqigongcolumbia.eventbrite.com, and I want to spell that. I'll spell it. But then also, if you want information, if you will send an email to info@spiritseeker.com, I will add you to the Spirit Seeker email list. You will be notified of events such as this each and every week. We have a radio show guest. Every month we publish online, and we send you an email letting you know when the magazine is online. Dr. Chow's article is in this month. There's an excellent article on Tai Chi. We have so many different things. And our online version, by the way, is much larger. We're growing that as we position ourselves for when there is no print magazine. So, you know, we're normally 8 to 12 pages larger online. And so don't just read the print magazine. Go to spiritseeker.com and you can read the online magazine. And here is the link. It's for registration. It's chowqigcolumbia.eventbrite.com. I also want to give you Dr. Chow's website, which is East West, and then it's I had it in front of me. Dr. Chow, what is it?
It's East West, EASTWESTQI @AOL.com is our email, but the website is eastwestqi.com. So QI is pronounced Qi. It's a new spelling. So eastwestqi.com.
Okay,
and
I want
to thank you, Cindy. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I want to thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And, you know, you'll be seeing my hands wave because Mary and Ruth Ann know I fractured my knee and had a tibial plateau fracture and broke my ankle. And, of course, the medical doctors immediately wanted to go in and put 8 screws in a plate. And I said, no, I don't think so. And so all the healers have been working on it. And I just went from 10 weeks of being in a wheelchair and hospital bed, and then I got pneumonia at the end because of the stagnant chi in my body from sitting in these situations. And I just went from the wheelchair to walking in less than 2 weeks. I've gone from the wheelchair to a cane, and now today I actually walked without the cane. But you're going to see my arms waving if you need to demonstrate on a knee or whatever. Because I'm so glad
wonderful.
I didn't do the surgery, because I knew, you know, and I didn't know you were coming at that time. But here I am in the middle of all this, and you know, Ruth Ann and Mary have just been so kind, and you know, they're just, everybody's so excited about your coming.
They're marvelous.
Oh my gosh. And I want to remind you, listeners,
I want to also thank Ruth Ann and Mary publicly like this, because it takes a lot of work to put on such a beautiful program. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I hope I'll see all your listeners there.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Definitely,
yes.
I look forward to seeing you there and experience this all together.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Dr. Chow. And, you know, listeners, this is, you know, just find a way to get there. And, you know, we have many people coming from St. Louis to there, and I know they're drawing from Kansas City and, you know, the whole Midwest. So just get there. And Friday evening is free, but you do have to pre-register because, you know, they need to know how many people are coming. So I just want to mention that, you know, Dr. Chow has generously offered that evening.
Cindy, they need to start right away to get 8 hugs a day and 3 belly aching laughs right now.
Okay, so to prepare for all the energy of all of us in this room with Dr. Chow, start laughing and get your hugs now to prepare you for what we're about to experience. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
Dr. Chow, thank you so
much. You have to hug cheek to left cheek. So you get heart-to-heart hugs. It's the Effie Chow heart-to-heart hug. So it's not right cheek to right cheek. It's left cheek, you know, the left face to left face, so that your heart connects.
Okay.
Even though there's a way there.
Yeah, that's one of the things I miss the most about being in the wheelchair in the hospital, you know, hospital bed, whatever. You know, now that I can stand and give hugs, I mean, there's just... It's just so beautiful. You know, I know you know. And the first time I got my first hug standing again, I was just like, oh. But, you know, you're doing phenomenal work. And I just adore everything you're doing, and I'm so glad you're coming.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I look forward very much to being there with you, all of you.
Okay.
And thank you again, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Good night, everyone. We will see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Good night.
Good night. I mean